Allura Fergus today received the following letter regarding comments made by Perth Wellington MPP John Nader. Hearing on the news that Nader is proudly supporting agri-tourism in Wellington is just another false narrative and I cannot be silent. Hearing about the happy animals and the farmers who love their animals so much made me laugh out loud. You want to allow people and children to visit these happy farms to promote the wholesome lifestyle and protect farmers. I wonder, will these tours include any of the hundreds of massive structures crammed full of chickens happily clucking around in their urine and feces, many sick, some dead? Will you show them how they are transported? Will you follow the tour up with their demise? How about the dairy farms? Will you take them to see the cows being forcibly impregnated? Will you show them how you take their baby calves away from them to chain them up in little white huts alone and starving? I find it appalling that I can't even go for a drive without seeing baby cows chained up while families happily go about their business. Welcome to Harriston. If you look to the left, you will see happy baby cows in their happy little huts. Look quick because they won't be there long. Will you take them into Listowel to see the football-sized stadiums full of babies and give them some milk and cookies? Will you explain to them that these living sentient creatures are slaughtered as babies because they no longer turn a profit? How about you let them visit these animals and then take them to the butcher shop to eat a baby cow? We all know how vital baby cow meat is to our nutritional needs. Will these farm tours include visits with pigs who are as intelligent as their pet dogs, crammed into little jail cells for their entire lives? If you want to promote something, how about take a look at the facts, the environmental impact of farmed animals, the health benefits of a plant-based diet, the ethical implications of raising animals just to kill them, and after that perhaps look into the religious beliefs. No God intended for its creatures to be tortured and murdered despite what you think your Bible tells you. Everything you are told is for the benefit of those who profit. Deb Richard.